BYU-Idaho President Henry J. Eyring and his wife, Sister Kelly Eyring, spoke to a gathering of students in the Taylor Chapel for a question and answer session called An Hour with the Eyrings. The theme of the session focused on academic and career planning. Many students submitted questions beforehand, and there were a few questions asked from students in the live audience. One question had to do with when to graduate. A student found out he could finish earlier if he changed his major, but he was curious if it would be better to graduate early or stick with what he was doing for what he called the full college experience. President Eyring provided guidance to this student and others who may have similar questions.
In academic planning, you need to recognize that you're in charge. I sometimes refer to as being like the general contractor of your education. Your individual faculty members and the classes provide you with essential components of your education, but ultimately you're the one deciding what it's going to look like and where it's going to take you.
I happen to have a question myself and had the opportunity to ask for some advice. My wife and I are graduating soon, and we have a lot of different options. Choosing what to do is a lot harder than we thought it would be.
My wife and I were both graduating this semester. We both have very specific dreams and goals, mine being this program, and she has a program of her own. However, these dreams and goals kind of overlap, and they're in totally different places. So whichever one of us kind of pursues that dream, it feels like we're being selfish for holding back the other person. So what kind of advice do you have for us?
Let her win.
That's what we tell our children, let the Wookiee win. But that's not necessarily always, that's cute, that's so nice. But in this instance, it really will be a matter of being guided by the Spirit, knowing where you need to be and what you need to be doing.
President Eyring shared a story from his life when he was not accepted into the program he was hoping to pursue. He says if he had been accepted, his wife might not have finished her degree.
I've tried since that time to be worthy of heaven's trust rather than to have to be denied of this thing that I was bent on having. In hindsight, if I look back on that and think of the value of her degree, it frightens me to think of how I'd have made that decision without seeking heaven's approval.
We would have made that decision together.
President and Sister Eyring continued answering questions and giving advice during the session, and at the end, they both shared their testimonies about education.
You really can be guided. You can get answers to your prayers as you pray about this, because this is really important. It's really important. Heaven really does care about what you're doing with your time and how you're going to use what you've learned to serve other people.
We love you. We can feel your spirit. And I can testify to you that Heavenly Father knows you as though you were his only child. As though you had all of his time and attention. He is infinite in his capacity. And that means no limits in his ability to be present to you at all times and in all places in which it's important for you. Now, part of what you'll experience is the feeling of being on your own, where you'll struggle perhaps and times wonder why you've even been, why you feel that you've been deserted. If you ever get that feeling, remember it's just because Heavenly Father wants you to be in the position of announcing excitedly the way an infant does, I do it. I do it. He wants us to have the experience of stretching and straining and doubting and worrying and then succeeding.
Mark Rasmussen, a student from Tri-Cities, Washington, is deciding whether to study exercise physiology or business. He says the hour was very helpful for him.
My own career path is up in the air right now, but this helped me clear up a few ideas that I had rattling around in my head.
Heidi Richardson says the session answered many questions students often have.
I thought this was great because I'm an academic advisor, and a lot of the questions that he addressed and concerns are a lot of concerns that students come in to our offices every day and ask. So it was great to kind of get a blanket statement, but that's something that you can also look when you come into our office, is that we're here to help you and help be successful in your career, in your academic career.
Brett Crandall, the head of media relations at BYU-Idaho, told me why these types of events are held each semester.
Well, I think President has some good insights from his own experience, and I've noticed that pattern in every single devotional address he gives, every single question and answer session, he shares from his personal experience. And I think that's whether it's the president of the university or your faculty mentors or your instructors in your class, they've been in your same situation before, they've experienced it, and so they're qualified to share what they've learned. And hopefully that can guide our students to make wise choices in their educational pursuits. I think this was a really effective question and answer session with the Irenes because it allowed students to ask questions that pertain to why they're here, to gain an education and to prepare for a career. And we are hoping that the focus of this time really helped them to make wise choices pursuing their education here at BYU-Idaho.
The Irenes hold a similar Q&A each semester. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm David Payne.